Conservation. The Northern Rangeland Trust, NRT, has donated a new vehicle, Make Land Cruiser, to the Lower Tana Delta Conservancy to aid in conservation and community empowerment efforts. The vehicle will aid the Lower Tana Delta Conservancy in enhancing their ranges' rapid response capabilities in combating poaching, logging, and human-wildlife conflicts within the expansive 116,000-acre conservancy. Speaking at the handover ceremony in the Lower Tana Delta area, NRT Regional Director Yusuf Hassan underscored the critical need for improved facilitation to address persistent challenges in the region. The acquisition of this vehicle is a direct response to the Lower Tana Delta Conservancy's plea for enhanced support in tackling illegal activities threatening our precious wildlife and ecosystems, stated Hassan. Highlighting the multifaceted benefits of the vehicle, Hassan emphasized its role in complementing conservation efforts and bolstering community policing initiatives. Beyond combating poaching and logging, the vehicle will facilitate rapid responses to security and humanitarian emergencies, ensuring the well-being of both wildlife and local communities, he added. The donation comes amid ongoing joint patrols conducted by a multi-agency task force, including Kenya Wildlife Service, KWS, officials, public administration personnel, and conservancy rangers. NRT Coast Deputy Regional Director Kuso Ahmed noted the positive impact of these collaborative efforts on wildlife conservation despite operational challenges. Ahmed acknowledged the increase in wildlife numbers resulting from joint operations and outlined plans to expand ranger patrols to further safeguard the region's biodiversity. With the addition of the new vehicle, our ability to swiftly respond to security and humanitarian crises will be greatly enhanced, significantly improving our conservation outcomes, Ahmed affirmed. On her part, Tana River County Secretary, Mwanajuma Hirabe, commended NRT for its commitment to conservation and community development. She highlighted the vehicle's broader significance, particularly in addressing humanitarian needs such as transporting expectant mothers to distant medical facilities. Hirabe also praised the collaborative efforts between Lower Tana Delta Conservancy, NRT, and USAID in preserving the Tana Delta's ecological integrity amidst the challenges posed by climate change. By prioritizing conservation, we create opportunities for sustainable livelihoods, including farming, fishing, and herding, while fostering peaceful coexistence between communities and wildlife, she emphasized. Looking ahead, Hirabe affirmed the Tana River County government's unwavering support for conservancy initiatives, underscoring their pivotal role in mitigating human-wildlife conflicts and safeguarding food security for local farmers.